degrees, 814, 107.5 KISS FM, and our entertainment reporter Jeremy Bradley and crew currently in Vancouver covering the first Canadian stop of the American Idol Tour. It's the third show of the tour with Season 8 American Idol contestants. And how was the concert last night, JB?
Oh, it was amazing. You know what? There were so many screaming fans there. Canada loves American Idol.
And yourself, you enjoyed the show. What were the highlights?
Well, you know what? There was a group number at the end. There was bubbles coming from the ceiling. It was amazing. I think seeing all of them together was spectacular.
And you also had the chance to talk to some of the stars.
Yeah, I did. And you know what? Just because they're idols, they also idolize people as well. Adam Lambert, talked with him yesterday afternoon, and I asked him if he plans on honoring Michael Jackson on his upcoming album.
I very well might consider that. He's definitely been a big influence in not only musically and vocally, but just with his ideas and his style and his visual presentation. I mean, there's nobody like Michael, and he took a lot of risks.
And Alison Irohita, she was 16 when she started out on the competition. We've watched her grow up before our own very eyes. How is she handling all the success?
I'm pretty much going with the flow of everything. I guess people are noticing how much I've definitely grown from the beginning of the show as to now, because I've gotten more comfortable with doing stuff in front of people and getting to know people and all that stuff. Because I'm not going to lie, I was afraid of people back then, you know.
Wow.
I was just not that kind of person. I was never shy, but I guess I had to get to know people before I actually let loose and all that. But now I'm good.
And most people don't know that Scott McIntyre has a Canadian connection.
You know, I lived in the Toronto area over in Ontario for about 4 years of my life. Probably, I think, from when I was 10 years old to about 14 years old. So I had a lot of my childhood out there. I've played in piano competitions in different places. I was actually the runner-up, second place, in the Canadian music competitions, which had their national finals in Edmonton, Alberta. And I don't think I've ever been here to Vancouver, so this is very exciting for me, and it's great to be back in Canada for a little bit.
I didn't realize that, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's up for you next, JB? What are you going to be doing?
I am talking with Allison Sweeney, a host of The Biggest Loser. They're doing a casting call through the United States. I'm talking with her in just a few minutes.
Very cool. So we'll, again, I think we're going to check in with you at least a couple more times here.
Okay, cool.
KISS FM's entertainment reporter, live from Vancouver, Jeremy Bradley.
And now the weather.